This is the Nations Conspire channel. Welcome to today's show. LA burns. These are some of the headlines that are out there in regards to the major fires that are burning LA to the ground. I've done numerous videos on it already in regards to Smart LA 2028 and the Olympics. And one of the things that I need to cover in this video is about coincidences with the winds that are occurring. Because do you think it's a coincidence that five separate fires start at the same time that the Santa Ana winds reach well over 100 miles per hour, literally hurricane force winds coming out of the Santa Ana winds? If you believe in coincidences, I guess you'll believe whatever the mainstream media, aka the government, tells you. But if you pay attention to the narratives out there and how they're covering this story, they're clearly doing everything they can to make sure people don't wake up, because that's what it's really about. That's what they really have to do when these events occur, where the science doesn't add up and they have to reinvent it. They have to make sure that you don't get suspicious of how science just conveniently changes when these types of things happen. So right now what we're seeing are winds continuing in California. They're saying that they're hurricane strength winds. And it's not normal for California to have wildfires like this in the first place in the month of January, let alone five separate ones that are starting in separate locations that almost seem like they're getting ignited, because they are. Now, you could believe it's a directed energy weapon. You could believe that it's arson, one way or the other. It's the government starting these things. So yes, it is arson. Whatever method they use, there's plenty of them that they can use to start these fires. But the wind plays a vital role in all this, because the wind is helping this fire ignite and spread across the entire region, which is what the goal actually is. So we've heard some stories out there about how they're calling the Santa Ana winds devil winds, how Santa Ana devil winds and climate change are fueling fire conditions in California. And it's not a coincidence either that there's a lot of biblical undertones being thrown out by the mainstream media and deliberately trending on Twitter to bait people in, because clearly at this point they don't want conservatives to think that all of a sudden they're not using weather modification, directed energy weapons, and all these other military applications that they are in fact using. They want them to suddenly believe that God is burning places like Los Angeles to the ground because there's so many sinners in Los Angeles, right? This is the mindset that these people suddenly have, right? Depending on the state, if it's red or it's blue, they're going to decide whether or not it's an act of the government or not. So Helene is an act of the government because of the lithium, because there's conservative Christians there. But California is an act of God because there's so many liberals there, and it's a liberal cesspool. And of course, they think immediately about Hollywood, and nobody's exposed Hollywood, or at least not many people have exposed Hollywood as much as I have over the years. I have a disdain for Hollywood. I have a disdain for the people in Hollywood. They're not suffering. They were well aware that this was going to come. They've all got underground bunkers. They've all got endless amounts of food supply. They're all, of course, conveniently staying in the area to film and upload videos of the whole place burning to the ground to garner sympathy. But they're well aware of this and why it's happening and who's responsible for it happening. But for people out there to cheer for this to happen because it's a Democrat state is absolutely disgusting. Because again, they tell you that these states are blue and red based on who they put in power, but there's good people all around us and there's bad people all around us. And for people to say that this is an act of God, when this is clearly an act of the government, is really, like I mentioned previously, it's really people just suddenly speaking on behalf of God and deciding that things like Donald Trump being saved because they like Donald Trump is divine intervention, right? When the government could easily assassinate him at any time they want to. Or when the fires hit California, this is an act of God. But when the hurricane hits the Carolinas, it's an act of government. It's pretty insane. But I like to personally remember that Jesus Christ's sacrifice, his atonement, was the perfect offering that fully satisfied God's justice regarding human sin, which removed the need for further intervention to punish sin up until, of course, Judgment Day. But that's just my take on the matter. So this is what we need to pay attention to. The story about devil winds, okay? They're calling it devil winds. But look how the Sinclair Broadcasting Group is covering this, okay? So we have stories out there all over affiliate news markets. So if you don't know what affiliate news markets is, That means that the local news, wherever you are, Philadelphia, New York, Florida, they feed these scripts to all the affiliate markets out there. And the script that they're feeding is what? Why is it so windy? Here's what to know about the Santa Ana winds. Now, why are they doing this? Well, it's very easy to see. You can see Salt Lake City. You can see Philadelphia. You can see the Weather Channel, Forbes. All media outlets, mainstream and local, have put out stories about what the Santa Ana winds are, explaining the Santa Ana winds, because they want to use the Santa Ana winds as the excuse as to why the fire is spreading, because they don't want you to get suspicious as to why there's five separate fires in all these random locations happening at the same time, and conveniently the Santa Ana winds are hitting hurricane levels. That's because this is HAARP being used. This is weather modification being used. And these are not routine Santa Ana winds. This is not a routine time for wildfires to occur, and these are not routine wind gusts from the Santa Ana winds. So if you believe in coincidences that all these fires could happen at the same time as Santa Ana winds, well, then you'll believe in the science, I guess. And the science conveniently changes when they decide that they want to commit mass genocide or they want to burn people's homes to the ground. So HAARP is able to manipulate the wind speed. Whatever ignited it in the first place, whether it was aluminum, barium, and drones being used, which is could very easily be done, or directed energy weapons, it doesn't make a difference at this point, because it's very clear that this was a man-made fire, and we're going to see more of these pop up. HAARP has signal and amplification dish sites all around North America. They have the ability to achieve complete weather control in conjunction with HAARP's wavelength frequency transmissions. I've talked about and shown many things over the years to explain this to people out there who are asleep. They've trained you to think that you can't control Mother Nature. You can't control the weather. You believe this because they've told it to you over and over and over again from a young age. So you believe it as truth. That's how this whole system works. We get told lies from a young age and we believe in lies because it's been ingrained in us as truth. They teach us nothing but lies in the indoctrination systems, the school systems, right? So one of the sayings we've always heard is you can't control the weather. Yet I'll play for you clips here that prove that you can control the weather. I'll even play for you clips of former presidents like John F. Kennedy and Lyndon B. Johnson talking about he who controls the weather will control the world. And you'll start hopefully in your brain connecting the dots as to why you're hearing so much about things like the jet streams taking new routes, right? Is this the real reason weather is getting wilder? Not normal. The jet streams are going crazy because they're manipulating the weather and they're trying to blame it on this thing called climate change. And they're going to blame it on climate change, which is why all of a sudden, all these stories are already out there days after these fires started, hours after these fires started, trying to explain how climate change is fueling the conditions in California, because it's not normal weather behavior. And they're ingraining this in your head day after day, whether you believe it at first or not. They know that the more they repeat it, the more people are watching programming in a delta wavelength, which means that they're watching it asleep. They're getting programmed into believing this, that they're going to start repeating the lie. So when you start bringing up to them about weather modification and why all of a sudden five fires can start at once and the Santa Ana winds can hit hurricane speeds and blow in directions they don't normally blow, they expect the person to repeat, well, that's because of climate change. We need to do something about climate change. And ultimately, this is a victory for them in many different ways, because not only are they convincing people that weather modification and weather warfare is not real, but they're also going to convince people that the way to stop weather warfare is by changing the way they live, which they also want you to do, because people are going to start living differently. They're going to start living less. They're going to start owning nothing and being happy. They're going to start having everything monitored so they can track their carbon footprint so that things like this don't happen in the future. So this is a win for the globalists twofold. They'll win by convincing you that they're not murdering you, that it's just science. And in fact, you're the one who's going to have to pay the price, because you're going to have to give up your car. You're going to have to give up meats. You're going to have to give up taking showers, having baths, owning pool, whatever it is. They're all, the carbon footprint literally shows us that it is an enslavement model where your behavior has to change. Your behavior changing means you lock yourself in your home like everybody did a few years ago and you start living differently. But for anybody out there that's not familiar with HAARP, here's just a couple of clips that I put together for you.
We shall propose further cooperative efforts between all the nations in weather prediction, and eventually in weather control.
Hitler is the predicate foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
Each of these trailers you see around me have transmitters in them. The transmitters feed power from the main building over there up into these dipole antennas. And basically, there are 180 antennas radiating high frequency waves up in the ionosphere. It's a big ham radio, a big HF radio, the biggest in the world. Fundamentally, what this is about is taking the ionosphere at 100 kilometers up and turning it into a laboratory. We can do experiments. We can create bubbles. We can heat small sections. We can create waves. We can excite plasma resonances and do a lot of experiments. We can transmit signals all around the world. We can study the effects of the ionosphere. It basically makes the ionosphere a laboratory, and we can do experiments that no one else can do.
HARP is comprised of 180 antennas linked together to function as one giant steerable antenna. Steerable because it can aim millions of watts of ELF waves into one tiny patch of the atmosphere. The intense energy being beamed into the sky by HARP is actually heating up the atmosphere, causing weather changes.
HARP is being used for weather modification. The military's own record proves it, and yet they still deny it to the public.
HARP is one of several ELF wave transmitters located all over the globe. Working in tandem, these transmitters could potentially alter the weather anywhere in the world, changing the jet stream's course entirely. Even hurricane steering would be possible by heating up the atmosphere and building up high-pressure domes that could deflect or change the course of hurricanes.
So clearly, if they've talked about, and I've covered this so many times, right? Everyone out there should be aware by now that they have the ability to steer the weather. They have the ability to create tornadoes, to create massive amounts of wind at any particular time that they please. And this isn't just via HARP. We know that these towers conveniently went up, which aren't just causing mass amounts of sickness and radiation poisoning, but these towers can be used with radio frequencies and EMFs to actually steer and control the weather. So this is not a conspiracy. They want you to believe it's a conspiracy because it's very hard for people to grasp this. Now, if people went to school at the age of 5 to 20, like we all do, and instead of being told you can't control Mother Nature and all this other stuff, and you were told every single day that the government has the ability to control the weather, well, then you would say, oh my goodness, this is the government doing it, right? But you've been trained to believe that they can't control the weather, that nobody can control the weather, and that all people who speak these things are conspiracy theorists. Why would you have presidents speaking about weather modification and weather control in the 1940s, 50s, 60s? All those eras, this stuff has been patented. This stuff goes back to the 1800s, the government patents on weather modification and weather control. So what we're seeing right now is Big Brother trying to prevent an awakening from happening, because you're actually seeing a lot of conservatives, of course, who are saying that this is an act of God, but now you're seeing Democrats saying that this is weird, saying that this doesn't make sense. 5 major wildfires happening in 36 hours, hundreds of thousands of people displaced, people dead, people injured. All of a sudden, of course, like I covered yesterday in a separate video, insurance companies dropping homeowners insurance for citizens in California right before all their homes burned to the ground. So guess what that means? That means that the land is going to be seized and taken by the government. Why is this hard for people to actually believe? They want to build these cities. You're not going to comply. How do you think they're going to do these things that they talk about doing? How many times have I discussed this, right? They want to build smart cities. They tell you that that's their plan. They want to build these infrastructures that are really control grids that you're going to live inside of. What do you think? People are going to willingly give up their homes so that they could plow through it and put a smart home there and a smart apartment complex there? And remember, you're not going to own anything, so you're not going to have a home anyway. What do you think? That people are all of a sudden going to just willfully give up their things They obviously know that nobody, Democrat or Republican, is going to hand their home over to the government or their cars or everything else that they have to destroy to get what they want. And for people out there, again, who can't wrap their heads around people being this sick, if you knew, which most of us do know, who watch this channel, what these people do in secret, in darkness, with children, then this wouldn't even cause you to blink as far as the realization that these people are so sick that they would burn people's homes and lives to the ground. Because the acts they commit in secret with children should be enough for anyone out there to say, oh yeah, I could see them totally doing that. It's not even, they wouldn't even hesitate. They wouldn't be like, wait, I don't know if I want to do that. You know, they vote for people like us in California. They all work together. They don't care who you vote for. If you're a Democrat, just because the New World Order government is going to lean towards Democrat ideologies, it's a seesaw. It's going to go back and forth to the Democrats and Republicans destroy everything. And now Donald Trump has been put in power to bring in all these, these things like the 10 kingdoms from the Club of Rome, right? And it's going to go back and it's going to go forth until everything is destroyed. They're working together. They don't care what you vote for. They don't care if you're, you know, into gender equality and pronouns. They couldn't care less. They're soulless. So the Sinclair Broadcasting Group, again, these are things that I always tell people to look for. After these things occur, look to the media and the narrative, right? So everybody out there immediately probably thought, okay, they're going to start pushing climate change. Yes. But the Santa Ana winds is important. And when you see it getting pushed all around the country, right? So people in Philadelphia who are just hearing about the fires in California, and they're like, oh, that seems weird. Oh, yeah. And maybe they bump into some conspiracy facts online. They want to make sure that they get fed this about the Santa Ana wind. So if they hear anything about HAARP and being able to steer these things and create mass amounts of wind gusts to enhance the fire and spread the fire, that no, it's Santa Ana winds. So they went out of their way, not to talk about the victims, how people could, you know, this or that or what's, they went out of their way days after because they saw online that people were saying, this is weird. It's like hurricane winds. It's like winds we've never felt. This is way stronger than the Santa Ana winds. To go out and explain to you why the entire city of Los Angeles is engulfed in flames because the Santa Ana winds, and the Santa Ana winds is doing this with the atmosphere, the pressure system, and they don't want you to ever fathom the fact that they can do this themselves. That's the point. So always look to the affiliate markets, which the Sinclair Broadcasting Group sends the same script to everybody. What do you think? Somebody in Philadelphia woke up and they went into work and they're like, you know, it's not like when we go, you or me go into an office somewhere, you have an itinerary, what you're going to do. And maybe, I'd like to try to do this or try to do that. Okay, they go into work. What do you think? Somebody in Philadelphia went in and they're like, hey, the meteorologist said, I'd love to explain the Santa Ana winds today. And so did somebody in Utah. And so did somebody in Florida. And somebody in Texas and Missouri. All these people just went in randomly in the same exact day while these fires are occurring and said, we want to explain the Santa Ana winds today. All right. No, because it's fed to them from above. They all get the same script and they all are told, explain the Santa Ana winds so people out there don't become suspicious, because the last thing they can have is ones that can see, because that's what it's about preventing. And they have to make sure every time they do things like this, especially in a seesaw. So if it's in a Democratic state, they do have worries and concerns that maybe Democrats will wake up to this stuff. Maybe they'll think, even though Donald Trump's not in power yet, maybe they'll think to themselves, well, maybe Donald Trump is doing this to us in California because we're Democrats and all the things that we believe in here, which other states don't, right? Because they're hearing the narrative out there that it's God's wrath, and most of them are atheists, so they don't believe that. And they don't believe that this is a random coincidence, because it doesn't make sense, because the science doesn't add up. Remember, they trust and believe in the science. The same, you know, people who trust to believe in the science listen to people who tell them, like at the World Economic Forum, we own the science, which means we can manipulate it. But when the science doesn't add up, they have to reinvent the science. And the last thing, again, they can have are ones that can see. So they're going out of their way to make sure you know about the Santa Ana winds, because they don't want you to think that all these random fires started at the same exact time randomly as the Santa Ana winds. They want you to think that this is science and this is climate change because, well, if all the civilians realized that a small group of psychopaths who have billions of dollars have the ability to manipulate, modify weather, and destroy and burn your home to the ground, that people will stop seeing gender, skin color, political ideologies, and a revolution will occur. And these people would be dealt with very, very quickly. So they can't have that happening, can they? Make sure you stay divided. Make sure you stay dumbed down. Make sure you stay believing in the science, because they're going to change it every which way they can every single day, and they expect you to fall in line when they're committing mass amounts of genocide, destruction, and chaos. I thank everyone for being here. Hope you're all doing well. God bless you and your families as always.